listening to the All Time Chatter podcast. Welcome to Season 5, Episode 6 of the pod. In today's episode, I have a very special guest and one of my friends joining us in here all the way from Japan. His name is Yoshito Kai. I wanted to record this episode for a really long time, and it's finally being published is like a great achievement for me. So in today's episode, Yoshito shares his life story and journey of being a student in the US and then in other countries as well. Also, we'll be talking about Japanese tradition, food, anime, manga, and a lot more. This episode is divided into two parts, so I hope you will love listening to it as it gets really funny at the end. And also, I wanted to record this like for over a decade, so I had this on my list, and having a Japanese perspective in here on the pod is really something special to me. So without further ado, let's move forward into this beautiful episode.
Hi everybody, welcome to the All Time Chatter podcast. Today I have a very special guest with me in here. His name is Yoshito and I welcome him in here. Hi.
Hi.
Yoshito, nice. Please introduce yourself in here.
Okay, so I'm Yoshito Kai, 19 years old, and I'm from Japan. I'm still living in Japan, but I have experienced that like study abroad in America and Germany as well. And also I stayed in Philippines a little bit. You know, I went to so many countries, like around 15 countries. Yeah,
like I just knew that you went to USA. I didn't know that you went to Germany and these many countries at all.
Yeah, I went to Germany when I was in middle school. So like, I guess it was 13 or 14, so like during 2 years.
So you went as an exchange student or you went to travel or what?
Study abroad. Not exchange, just like went by myself.
Oh, that's like, nice.
Yeah, that's that why so the educational fee was too expensive. It's crazy.
You probably have so many international friends from these all countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a lot.
Yeah, so you are 19. I'm just 20. I thought like you, so you entered into college or you are still into school?
Huh?
Yeah. I was asking that you are 19 and I'm 20. So you entered into your college or you're still in school right now? Like, in Japan, is it
19? In like last June, and now I'm trying to apply to college in Japan. Yeah, and my application is in the summer, like this summer, almost there.
All the best for that.
Thank you.
You know, like I have my friends who are in Kyoto University, but they are doing their masters in there. Yeah, like two people I know, and they are studying in Kyoto. And I applied for mixed, there's a scholarship in India. I applied for that this year, but I don't have 4 years of graduation. So I'll again apply next year because I also want to come to Japan. And it's like one of my favorite countries.
Yeah, I love Japan too.
Yeah, I love Japan and Japanese people. They're like so friendly, so sweet and so polite. So I love the entire thing about Japan. You know, like Fujikaze, I guess I'm spelling his name right. Like a very famous song, Shino no ga Iwa, I guess. You heard it?
What is it about?
I don't know, like, you know, there's a very famous song that's going on Reels. It's a Japanese singer and the Reels are being made. So I heard that song. It's very famous right now. In India, it's like so famous.
Yeah, you know what? Like a lot of some like famous songs from Japan that like people love in these days is like a really old style music in Japan. So like I guess most of the young people don't know those songs.
Yeah, I mean, you also don't know. I'm like, in here, if you come in India, if you even come, people will literally love you because you are from Japan. And people are literally crazy about this song, and you don't know about that song.
Yeah, so when I was in the States, my friends also asked me about like those songs, and then
yeah,
was, even I'm Japanese, I didn't know any of those songs. Like, yeah, I felt the same feeling as a foreigner.
Nice. So Yoshito, let's play a very small game. And the game is basically word association. I didn't tell you about the game, so it's also new to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, I'll ask you, like, I'll give you one word, and without taking any time, you have to say another word for it. Like, suppose if I say Japan, you say anime. Suppose I say USA, you say Las Vegas. And you don't have to take any time, or else you will lose.
Okay.
So how it goes, I'll do 5 times of drill with you, and then you can ask me similar questions. We can do it 5 times, and then let's see who wins among us.
Oh, hold on. Can you explain that? Like, the last word.
Yeah. So it's like, I'll ask you 5 sets of any words, okay? And you have to give me answer very quick, in 1 second only. And then you will ask me some questions. Any word you can ask me, and let's see who wins among us. So it's a challenge.
Okay.
Ready for it?
Before we start.
Yeah, what? Can you repeat?
Can we do a little practice?
Yeah, a practice. Okay. So for practice, I have. Okay, let's start. Practice 1. Ocean. I guess you're land. Yeah, you said fish. Yeah, and then I have nature.
tree, forest, rock, river.
Good, you did it. Okay, third is volcano.
Huh?
Volcano.
Volcano? Wait, hold on. I gotta say 5 words which is related or what? I'm still confused inside.
Okay. 5 words, as in you can say any 5 words related to anything literally. You can say chair and I can say sit. You can say Japan, I can say anime. Anything, literally.
Wait, so like we have a turn. Like we switch turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, one more. Okay. So you say something, and then I say something, and then like you say something.
Yes.
I say, okay. Now.
Without taking any time, and then let's see who wins among us.
Okay.
Prepare some words in your mind, and I will prepare some minds, and then we will start with the game.
Okay. It's just one word, right? Just one word each time. Thank you.
Yeah, ready. So who will start, you or me?
You can start.
Okay, so I have Statue of Liberty.
Manhattan.
Good. You can start by saying no.
Oh, so I say something to you.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
French fries. Tokyo Tower.
Oshiage Station. Which is that is station.
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, then again you say.
Yeah, okay. Anime.
Manga. I guess in manga or manga? I pronounced it wrongly, right? A Japanese should teach me how to pronounce it.
Manga.
Manga.
Manga, yeah.
Manga. I know one thing. Konnichiwa.
Like, when you speak Japanese, mm-hmm. you don't have so much like, you know, up and down. Like, you just go straight. Like, oh. Manga. Ichiwa.
Manga.
Manga. Konnichiwa. Just like straight.
It's so cute. I would love to like learn Japanese. Like still I'm learning like the basic words, but it's very tough, very tough.
So like Japanese people, when we speak Japanese, we don't use mouse that much. Like we don't move our mouse that much. Here. And like konnichiwa. Like we don't move here. Konnichiwa, watashi no nama wa Kaiyoshi desu. Only like a little bit. That's why, like, most Japanese are like, facing the hard time to pronounce the other one, like in English. Yeah.
How do you say thank you in Japanese?
Arigato.
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 Arigato. Arigato. Oh my god, so tough. Okay, let me ask one more word for you. Mount Fuji.
Haka. Which is
okay. He was thinking like what can come out of Fiji and then he said.
You know, there is three like auspicious word, auspicious thing for the new year. Which is Mount Fuji, Hoax, and eggplant. So that's why I said Hoax.
Yeah. So like where do you stay in Japan right now?
I'm in Oita, but I was born in Saitama, which is next to Tokyo. Oita is in Kyushu, which is like southwest of Japan.
Oh, that's cool. Like, are you close to Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and those places?
Nagasaki, yeah, close to Nagasaki. Like, it's same group, in the same group with Nagasaki. We're in the Kyushu.
I have a very interesting and serious question for the podcast for you. So like, you went to the US, right? And you know what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki back in 1945. As a Japanese, what are your stance in that issue? Like, right now it's been a lot of years, but what do you think about that thing which happened at that time?
Yeah. You know, when I was in the high school in the States, I also did a like presentation about the atomic bomb, and but like it was a kind of serious topic, especially there, because we feel different with the topic, because for us it's like a sad and like brutal experience, but for them, like people in America, it is like a big victory for them, you know. And then like they are proud of it because it could end the war. So like that time was really hard to express my like how I feel or my, you know, feeling. Then when I did a presentation, I was focusing on like how scared or like how so hard to how dangerous that like the bomb is, and I didn't talk about which side was correct or not, because for me, once we had a war, like both sides are false, you know.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't want to talk about like argue with like which was correct. Like, I even didn't want to say Japan was correct or like you guys did some wrong thing, because you know it was a war. We also killed so many people. But like, atomic bomb is different. Like the talking about that thing is different, right? So I was telling people like how sad when we use the atomic bomb is, and like how many people we can kill, or like how serious situations that we are facing. you know, like, it is really close to having the war with the atomic bombs, you say, right? Since we had a war in a, between Russia and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Country are being so serious. So there is a chance that we can use the atomic bomb in the war again. That's why I had to tell like about that thing in the friends in the US. Yeah.
Ooh. That's nice. Like, for the first time, like, I am listening to a typical Japanese person's perspective. And like, I have friends who went to Japan, but they're from my country or they're from the US and they went. So their perspective is very different because they never have suffered that thing, or their parents have not suffered. But you know, because either your parents, your grandparents, or you guys are the residents up there, so you know what hardships went through.
I visited both Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Yeah.
That's nice. So, like, when you went to the States, people treated you differently because you're from Japan, or they were very friendly, gullible with you?
Yeah, not just the US, like, most of all of the country. Once I said I'm Japanese, they treat us like really good. And then, you know, I'm really proud of it because, you know, this is, I think those like nice stuff is relating to like how Japanese acted in those like decades.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the thing that we had in the, you know, we had a World Cup in the Qatar, right?
Yeah.
And Japanese fans, like, did their, like, craning up at Korea Stadium. Right. Like, those movements or those mm-hmm. acts made, you know, the world people knowing as a, like, nice person or, like, great personality, having a great personality. And that's why they treat us really good. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, like, even like Yoshida, you know, if you come to India anytime, like, people will literally love you so much in here also. Like, we really love the K-pop, J-pop, and everything is so famous in here. Even I really love Japanese people. And, you know, I used to watch growing up, I don't know if you know this, like, in India, there's two famous TV shows, cartoons, Shin-chan, Doraemon. You know about it?
I don't know.
Wow, Japanese people don't know about these cartoons, but in India it's so, so famous. Like, people literally love Japan because of that. There's one town, Kasukabe, in Japan.
Ah, Shin-chan, okay. I got it.
Yeah.
You know, Kasukabe is in the Saitama, which is the prefecture that was born.
Oh, that's nice. How is like Kasukabe town?
Nothing to say. Like, you know, there's almost nothing in the Saitama prefecture.
Oh my god.
And then to the people but like, literally, there's only like a shopping mall or some places. But I love that place. You know, it was my childhood. There are some of my childhood memories I love there. But like,
it's cute. A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit, okay. But for us, Kasukabe is like this. And then Takeshi's Castle. There was a very famous TV show, Takeshi's Castle. 2008, 2009, during that time.
Takeshi's what?
Takeshi's Castle. Maybe you don't know, but in here, again, it's very famous. It's also Japanese, a reality show, kind of like a game. Where, you know, there were people used to play those games in reality, you know, Adventure Park or something.
Huh?
I thought, like, in Japan, guess, also, you would know.
Yeah, I guess if I see the image or something, I think I will know.
Okay, after this video recording, I'll send you everything which is famous in here. And then we can talk about it. Yeah, Yoshida. So I'll begin with the questions which I have. Like, we talked a lot about Japan and all. So now it's about your experience and everything, which I really want to know. And people listening to this podcast definitely love about Japan and want to know your perspective as well. So, Yoshito, as like we know that Japan is a mix of pop culture, J-pop, and traditions also, like you have those strict traditions and everything. So, has from your childhood, has anything influenced you personally? Because you went to many countries, so maybe their culture has also affected you. So, in Japan, those cultures affected you, or you were not kind of influenced by those?
I guess so many cultures affect me, like, well, especially when I was in Germany, I was living with a monk, like Japanese Buddhist monk. So like, and also I had so many opportunities to like, to feel or experience those like traditional, in so many ways, like a religious way or some festivals or so many stuff. Since I was in both countryside and in city side, I moved a lot. So like, I experienced both sides. So that's why I could feel so many stuff. I could experience so many stuff. And then like, since I met those stuffs, like how I treat people is mostly affected by like Japanese traditional, how can I say?
Kind of like the customs and teachings that your elders teach you in Japan that affects you, and then you treat other people as well.
I don't have to say like exactly. Yeah, those circumstances made me like how to treat people, and then which is nice because I wish most of you know is like how Japanese treat others, you know, like people so like nicely, and then, I don't know why, but like we grew up as that.
I have heard like you guys, Japanese people are like very polite. Even if they sneeze or cough, they will wear masks so that no one else gets affected by them. Like, wow, no one does it in here. No one cares. They'll just sneeze and go away. People are honest. They don't steal things. In here, you just keep your phone away for 1 second. You just turn. Your phone is gone. In 1 second, it's gone, Yoshito. I'm telling you.
It's on my phone.
Yeah, so it's like this. Like, I heard so many good things. Like, I feel like, what if every country becomes like Japan? Like, people are very, kind of, they're very conserved in their space and they don't want to hinder anyone else. And they're also very polite at the same time, which mostly probably you will see in many countries.
Like, no one told us about that, like how to, you know, treat the people or like those like nice things. No one taught us, but like, I don't know, it's Japanese spirit or something. we know. Not sure. Yeah.
So, Yoshito, like, when you first landed in the US, and as you said, you went to the other countries, what was your first impression when you first left your country, Japan, and went to those other countries?
The first impression is like, you know, before I went to the US, I also went to Germany and also some other countries. I also used to being in a different environment. So like for me, it wasn't that like big change for me, but since it was the first time to live in a dorm, like the dormitory, so like it was a big challenge for me because I had to go there by myself, just by myself, and like I had no like relatives in the USA, so like I knew no one. I wasn't really alone. And, but like since my friends are really, really nice, I could
shout
have
out to your friends.
Yeah. The the educational system, I think we will talk about the education system later, but like,
yeah,
everybody has a different education system. First of all, we have to, like, as an international student, we have to used to be in that like educational system, or like what they teach, or like what we have to cover, and also like we gotta translate the every single word that I know in Japanese to the English, since we have to get a and the biggest one is the food. Because U.S. food is not that good. So since I love to eat, it was the biggest problem for me, and those are really expensive as well. So I couldn't rush around a lot. I had to eat in the summer. It's really cheap since I couldn't work. We cannot work as a part-time job or something since I wasn't that rich, so like I couldn't go to the restaurant a lot. So I couldn't eat some delicious food, and it was the biggest problem for me. Favorite is also like different for Japanese and Americans, right?
What is it? Pepper. What you said?
The favorite or favorite.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. So also, Yoshito, like you said, that managing expensive things and buying things was difficult for you. And many international people face that issue. And since your experience, what advice would you give to anyone who is moving to the States, coming to Japan, or anyone else? How can they manage their expense?
It was a tough question.
He's like, really don't make me sad again. It was tough.
I was really bad at managing the
money. It goes with me too.
So once you like travel some places, especially in the States, since it's a large country, when we try to do something, we gotta go far away. So like, we have to like search this transportation law. Like, what is it? How can we make it cheaper? Those like, how to cut the speed is, I guess, most important thing to going a lot of places. Because sometimes in the U.S., bus will be free. So you can't have the option. Or some train is sometimes it goes cheaper. Or like the off-peak or on-peak. Like, we have to search so many things. And how can we make cheaper? Or we gotta ask the people who live in there. Because they know more. They know most.
Yeah, and in Japan, you guys have bullet trains, so it makes transportation very easier. But in US, there is no metro, subway, or bullet trains. And transportation, I've heard, it's very expensive, hell expensive.
And also, like, in Japan, it's same. Bullet train, it's really easy, and it goes really fast, but it's so expensive.
But bullet trains are expensive?
Yeah.
I didn't know about this. I thought it's very cheap.
Yeah, compared to an airplane, it's cheaper. But like, for example, if you use other transportation, like the bus or even it is not the bullet train, some train goes really fast. So like, we gotta search so many things before we plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See. So Yoshito, what was like one of your most hardest obstacles when you were moving countries? Like anything, racism, financially, mentally, feeling homesick, anything it can be. The most hardest and how you dealt with it.
Hardest one is like how to switch my mind to Japanese to the English, like, especially in the when we study.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I learned so many things in Japanese, not in English. Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, I gotta switch my mind to the English, and I gotta translate it, blah, blah 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 blah, and also to understand or like. I was thinking to going back to Japan for in a college, so I have to translate this again. Like when I learn something in English, I have to translate this to Japanese. Since when I go back to Japan, I gotta know those words in Japanese. It's like this, you know, this.
Too many confusion and web.
This is complicated. This was so complicated. Especially when they're in a COVID pandemic, sometimes I face the racism because when I was working the street, some people screaming "Oh, Corona, Corona!" or something.
Mm-hmm.
To your country, something like that, or those words, and most of all, I will just. Ignore it. Yeah.
Of course. We should.
Once I say something back.
Mm-hmm.
I'll forget it. So I will just ignore.
Yeah, and that at that time during the COVID, people go back to your country. Which country? Everyone's go back to your country. Those people also came from somewhere, but they are go back to your country and just stay in there, don't come to US. As they just own it, and it's always the blame game.
Yeah, and also I was from Japan, so it was sad, but me at a hometown, so it is not a wrong thing, but I have so many friends, which is Japanese, but born in America and raised in America.
Yeah.
But Americans doesn't know which Japanese are from Japan or from America.
So
people also said those words or to my friends who were from America and raised in America. I mean they are Americans. But even though since their blood is Japanese, people say to them. And it was the saddest thing that was hard.
But you did it.
Huh?
But you did it. And now you have so incredible memories and his reel is popping up. Everything is so famous. I'm just in love with that reel. I can't forget that reel. It was one of my favorite of yours.
Thank you. I think it was the only reel that I made. Because my friend asked me.
Yeah, and that's also the tagged position. So I'm always checking that reel because it's so, so cute. You know, you and your friend, both of you are looking so cute.
Yeah. I guess she's a little famous in the country.
Yeah.
Because she's 10,000 followers or something.
Yeah, I checked that. I also checked her profile and she's famous, and then I'm oh, okay.
I was so surprised that I realized that she got so famous.
So cool. So Yoshito, can you share a very memorable journey, your experience, or any piece of story with us, back in the US, and anything that you have with you? Probably have so many good experiences as well.
Yeah, it is a good, but it also has a sad, the sad face. The thing is, farewell. Okay. Yeah, every time in my memory, the parallel memory goes like takes so much place in my heart, because it is really sad, but it was happy as well, because I can realize how much that those my friends loved me, or like how much rages I could make in that place. And you know, I had to move to the places every time I had to do the farewell, and every time I cried.
Yeah, that is like, I checked your farewell pictures as well. Like, wait, just think. Some are pop up like this.
I cried a lot. Yeah. I cried most in
Look
that
at you.
In that group.
Your friends are also so pretty.
Yeah, like, you know, that time, I'm so sad, but like, I could feel happy. So it is one of the most memorable, like, story for me.
That's cute. Okay. Okay, yeah. So Yakida, my next question to you was like a very personal one of like, you have been to so many countries, so much things have been influenced you. So what are your future aspirations as like, where do you see yourself in 5 years, and where do you want to settle, and what do you want to do at that time?
So since I was 10 years old, I'm trying to be diplomat. You know, diplomat.
Oh yeah.
Like the people who, yeah.
Represent
so another. That's why. Country. Yeah, the represent my country. So like that's why I started to study abroad, like so, and been to so many countries. Yeah, and now I'm trying to apply to college, which is law major, the law major. L-A-W, little.
Yeah, law.
Yeah. And especially like it's a law, but like more political way. Yeah. And
yeah, I'm studying political science and international relations. So like sometimes I also want to be a diplomat. But right now, I just want to do my kind of research and PhD in international relations, but not like diplomat for now. But like that was like my one career option. Like I always want to be a foreign officer, foreign service officer.
Yeah, that's why I decided to go to Germany after I graduated elementary school. And the reason why I went to the United States is I wanted to learn the third language in the college. That's why I wanted to master English in a high school, and that's why I choose the America.
That's so nice. So like, you really love traveling. That is why you want to become a diplomat, or other things are also coming up with that?
I love to go some places that I've never known, and also I like to communicate with the people. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I saw that job in the TV, and it was a movie, and mainly that was about the chef, chef at the embassy.
Okay.
But since they're taking the movie at the embassy, we also can see the job of the diplomat, right? And that time I was interested in with that, like how they working with. And at that time I was in the elementary school. I was 10 years old. So I first of all I just felt it looks so fun. and I searched so many stuff and how the world going, and I found so many stuff that I wanted to change, like as a political way. So that's why I decided to, you know, dream about this job.
That's so cool. Like, probably just by looking and hearing you, it feels like you love traveling, you love talking to people and like getting into their culture, and you're like very friendly. So you, like, once a person starts conversation with you, you like keep going, and you are not like that, like, kind of like side-hearted or introvert. You're like kind of like gullible, and you love to know people's story and talk about yours too.
Yeah.
So I like those kind of people. Like, it's so nice to hear people's story and their backgrounds. So Yoshita, also our last question is like one of the biggest one is like, what advice would you like to convey our listeners throughout your experience of your life? Anything, someone who is younger than you, to someone who is older, to someone who is moving overseas, any strong advice from Yoshito Kai? Okay, is it Kai?
Yeah, Kai.
Yeah.
Kai. Did you read it?
Yeah, it was like Kai.
Yeah, my name is Yoshito Kai, and my I have an English name, which is Josh.
So, Josh?
Like, some people Josh as well, yeah.
Oh, Josh. Okay. I like Yoshito a lot. It's like Japanese.
It's
like an anime character.
Yeah. So, my advice is, you know, through my life, I tried or challenged so many stuff. Even I could know that I cannot overcome or I can succeed with them. I just tried, you know, I just challenged it. And for example, when you go study abroad, so many people are supporting you. You cannot study abroad by yourself, by yourself. Like, so many persons are supporting you. And it is not forced to you, but like, it's kind of mission. Like, you have to challenge or try yourself to unknown side of you. You know, and then even the challenge pulse, you can get some like good result or like feedback from the mistake. So like, it is worth it even you couldn't make it. And sometimes, even for me, challenge is so scary. Even for me, even I went to so many countries, it is so scary. Yeah. But once you overcome that scariness, it will make you so much happiness. Like, you know, I even cannot explain how happy I was when I could overcome that scariness, you know. And that challenging makes your life better, and you can meet more friends, good people, and you can face so much good experience that mostly people cannot even, you know, experience. So like, having the scare is not like bad thing. I guess most of people having that feeling, but like, the important thing is, even you having the scariness, how to overcome it is the important thing. And then once you could overcome it, there is a big great happiness for you. Like, I guess you also had the same feeling when once you started this like broadcast, you had some experience or some scariness, right? But now, like, I saw the Instagram thing, the Instagram, and then you did so many jobs, and it was
very
great.
Oh my god.
So like, and also like, I was scared to go outside of Japan, but now I made it, and then now I have so many like international friends and also local friends as well.
Yeah.
As well. And I could experience so many special great things. Every time when I talk about what I experienced, my friend have been jealous for me. So, you know, for your happiness, you have to try. You have to challenge some stuff. Even you feel that challenge is a little thing, like the challenging is not, it doesn't have to be like big thing. For example, like going outside of Japan or like be a doctor. It doesn't need to be something big. Like even the little challenge changes a lot. Yeah.
You know, like listening to you felt like you beautifully presented your words and your experience into simple words so nicely. Like I feel like you're so enriched by your experiences that you're literally happy right now that you had those amazing moments. Like many people don't even get a chance of going out of their country, making friends and doing a lot of things. Like I got to know you and it was like so nice talking to you. I made a new friend. I can tell that he's from Japan. Like when I come to Japan.
Yeah, I was having the fear to post my like the reel. But like
that is my favorite.
Yeah, I knew her and like we were friends, so like yeah, whatever, like you know. And also I wanted to do, so I just did it, and now we could make it, you know.
Yeah, we could also make it. Yeah, so you know, like so many things. Like now, once I come to Japan, I would like to meet you, and like I would like to do other. Maybe in 2 years, 3 years, we can do an updated podcast. And you know, your experience have like been like so nice. You know, I have a lot of guests in my podcast, but many people are very big than me. They're like 26, 27. I'm 20. You are 19. I meet very few people of my age range. You know, like. We can connect, but I cannot connect to someone who's really bigger than me. So like, I was always so like, once I texted you, you know, honestly, I was just thinking what to ask him. Like he's like been to US and now it means he has an immersive experience. So I'm like, he may be enlightened, philosophical and have a good thoughts on a lot of topics. So I really genuinely feel like you're such an honest and cool person to talk to. Like, I just hope that in future, you have all the good things to you, like be it in your college, you get into a good college in Japan and you become a foreign service officer, diplomat, and it would be so cool to see you succeeding because I meet very few people like you, you know, and it was always like on my top list of podcasts that I really want to have a Japanese person in here. I had one of my guests, I told you about her, I guess Adele Collett. I had her and she was from US, she went to Japan and she also told me about her experience that Japanese people are next level people, like they're so so nice that your entire mindset will be just so nice. So recording this made me so happy with you.
Yeah, you know, I lived through my life only with my communication skill and the luck, so and nothing else.
And you communicate so nicely, and you know your accent, like Japanese accent, is so so cute. Like you, the way you talk, like when Korean Japanese people talk, their accent comes out so cute in English, and I just love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, you know, I wanted to say one thing.
Yeah.
Once people start to learn the language. Like for example English, they're scared to speak because of their language, the accent. But when I was in the America, I was in the high school, but I also took the college course, and that time my professor was from India.
Oh,
and then her pronunciation wasn't that good. wasn't that good. But however, she could teach, like she could work in America, and then even like she was in the college and then teaching people the stuff. So like that, and also I was in the international school and met many people came to the school from like all over the world, and we could make a communication, you know. So like the pronunciation, of course, pronunciation is a really big deal. We have to improve our pronunciation, but it is not a biggest thing. Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, like always, so, I also believe in the luck factor. Like if you have something written in your destiny, it will happen to you no matter if you try for it or not. It will just happen, and you cannot imagine that it happens so suddenly in your life.
Yeah, and also like my grammar is like awful. My grammar is awful every time I have a mistake, even though I could live through the high school life in America for 3 years. So
but your pronunciation and everything is so good. Like I don't have any problem understanding your language, and the way you speak is English is also correct. Like I have zero problem.
But once we make a subtitle, it's like
yeah, subtitles so, for the like, YouTube videos.
Please don't put the subtitle. so you don't have to fear. You don't have to have a fear to like speaking the language perfect. You know, even if it's not perfect, we can live through.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Yoshito, also, any last words you have in here for the podcast?
Last word. Let me think.
We said so many words. What is the last word?
First of all, thank you for inviting me to this broadcast. I had so many fun. Yeah, I'm so proud of myself that I could, you know, show up in this broadcast. And oh, please visit Japan. Please.
I will, definitely. We'll make a video together that time.
Yeah. And then, you know, not just you, but all of the country, from all of the country, is visit them, Japan. It's a great country. We have great tradition, like culture-wise, and also like we have great festivals, food. I love the food. Did you know that? You know that Michelin, the restaurant star?
No, like I know about like I'm a vegetarian, but I know like sushi, fish things, everything is so famous in Japan. Like it tastes so nice. Ramen, Japanese ramen. It's so good.
There is like a company that is rating the restaurant all over the world. And it is already originally from is the city, the most utmost Michelin star. The second place is Paris, and then the Paris had like an around, when I searched, Paris has like an around 100 stars, and Tokyo had 200 stars, more than 200 stars.
So nice.
Japanese food, amazing. Everyone have to try it. I love it. Yeah. I also like I also love the Indian food. I love the tikka masala.
You come to my country, I will give you the free tour and the best food in my home. It's very tasty. Like whatever you want to try, you just call me up that you're coming to India, maybe in the future, maybe this year, I will give you a tour. I promise you.
Okay, I will give you.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah. And a great festival as well in here. You know, we love to have a festival. It's like we have festival in so many places.
Yeah, you guys have cherry blossom festivals and many things. We have a lot of festivals in India also.
Yeah, and like you know, Japan is an island country, like an island country. So because of that, we have really like special, unique tradition, and then the those culture will change with the with each island. We have like.